Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
He's humble.
Coach Walsh, without you, I'm not standing on this stage today.
He's a man of honor.
When we huddle up as a team and huddle up as a people, as a great nation.
He's lifted the Lombardi. He's earned the gold jacket. And now he's laser focused on a championship for the faithful. Here's 49ers GM and Hall of Famer John Lynch with Tolbert & Copes. Sponsored by Sherrod at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Visit TradeMyHome.com. That's TradeMyHome.com. On KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, back here on the leader, Tom Tolbert, Adam Copeland, our out Carey Crowley, Dante Whitner in, and it's our pleasure to welcome in the general manager of your San Francisco 49ers, John Lynch. John, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. How are you?
Hey, same to you guys, Carey and Dante. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Yeah, looking forward to our conversation. And this is something I've been wanting to ask you for a while because, John, I know that the process of you guys scouting and going through the 2021 first-round pick with Trey Lance was so detailed, and you guys spend so many resources evaluating the quarterbacks at the top of that draft. How much time and energy goes into scouting a Brock Purdy pre-draft?
Oh, it, you know, so much time goes into all these players, and you know, a lot of that time on task is done by our area scouts who are on these guys for 2-3 years, and you know, and then our R&D departments. And obviously, when you're picking up that high and you're making that major of a decision, you're going to spend extra time. But, you know, we put a lot of time in, and, you know, I know, like on Brock, you know, Brock was championed by our area guy at the time, Steve Slowick, and, you know, kind of got on our radar, played a lot of football, so we had seen him a lot. At one point, people thought he was coming out after his junior year, was probably a little higher regarded after his junior year in the scouting world, probably dipped a little his senior year, but had a lot of qualities that we liked. And, we have a really comprehensive process that, you know, we're on earlier as a personnel department, but then we include our coaches. And, you know, I will say that, you know, as we give them buckets of guys, and we knew we wanted to take a quarterback late or as a free agent, Brian Griese and Clay Kubiak really got behind Brock as kind of their guy, and really sold him hard, you know, to everyone. And I think by the end there was consensus that we wanted to add Brock. Probably thought there was a good likelihood that we might do it as a free agent. We were recruiting him, but we'd kind of checked our list at each position of what we thought to be needs. And at that point, it just made sense to take him because there was a lot of love for him, you know, throughout our building. And I'm sure glad we did that. And he's playing really well, and really proud of Brock. And he's handled himself as well as we could possibly expect it, and even better than that.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
And John, speaking of draft picks, you found one, Talanoa Hufanga. Impact made on the field in every game, every level of the defense. How proud are you of his development and him making his first Pro Bowl?
I'm so proud of Huff. You know, Dante, I think it starts when you watch Huff. I mean, I think the thing that jumps out at you, this guy loves the game. He plays with a passion, with an excitement that I think is really contagious to his teammates. You could see that at SC. He's always had a flair for being a playmaker. In college, he had some shoulder injuries, and that kind of limited, his draft status. But he's always, been a playmaker, whether it was on defense, as a blitzer, in coverage, special teams. He made plays at USC, and honestly, the first time I heard about Huff, my son was a walk-on at Stanford, and, I'm constantly talking to him. And, who stands out? And Hufanga was always a guy that my son Jake would always say, Dad, you got to see this kid down at USC. At the same time, our area scout, Dom DeSico in the West Coast, had Huff as his favorite player. And so, we started talking about Huff that year in the third round, went in a different direction. Talked about him in the fourth and the fifth. I said, all right, that's enough. We're taking this guy. And, he's another guy who really has taken his game to new heights. I think he deserved the Pro Bowl that he made. He brings a lot to us. I think he and Gibson have been a tremendous tandem back there. I give Gip a lot of credit. Gip's really a veteran presence, a great communicator. And that I think Gip allows him to kind of trust his eyes. Huff sees the game really well, but you have to have a guy who has your back if you're doing that and trusting those instincts. And I give Tashawn, who was a late add for us, a ton of credit for being that calming influence and a guy who helps everybody get lined up and kind of quarterbacks the back end. And I think that's allowed Huff to trust those great eyes that he has and utilize that playmaking ability that he has.
Yeah, so much goes on behind the scenes to put you guys in the position you're in to make you guys as successful as you are. And that's some great stories there of how you got Talanoa Hufanga, how he emerged on your radar, and what Brock Purdy has meant to your team this season. John, I'd love to know a little bit about the process that led to someone who's obviously played a significant role in your offensive success this year, and that's the hiring of Brian Griese, kind of an unconventional hire coming out of the broadcast booth like you did when you were became the general manager here in San Francisco. How was he recommended to you? What was his relationship like with Kyle, and what was it like to take a chance on someone who's clearly paid off?
Yeah, Kyle knew of Brian, really through his dad, who coached him in Denver. I miss Brian. A lot of people think we were teammates. We were not. I came after Brian in Denver. The one thing that always followed Brian was, he was as smart a quarterback as there was. He knew the system inside and out, was always respected for his toughness, detail, in his approach and preparation. And when we had an opening at the quarterback job, I remember Kyle saying, what do you think about Brian Griese? And I said, I think that'd be awesome. Let's engage him. And Kyle did that. And I give Kyle a ton of credit. I think Mike Shanahan probably had something to do with that, with a recommendation. And, are you taking a chance when you get a guy who's never coached? Yeah. But I also think he's brought so much. I think at that position, to have someone who's played the position and knows so, about the mechanics that goes into the preparation, all the details that go into the game and all the responsibility of that position, it's really been useful for whether it be Trey, Jimmy, or Brock. They would all tell you they're better for their experience with Brian. Clay Kubiak does a lot with that group. And then the other added bonus they have, Kyle spends a ton of time. He meets with our quarterbacks each and every day. And so they're talking ball. They're hearing from the head coach, who's also our play caller. So they get coached hard. Bobby Slowick's also involved in that process. But Brian's been a tremendous get for us. And, from his belief in Brock, which has proved really big, to just what he does on a week-in, week-out basis. And, I'm sure glad we have Brian around here as well.
Talking with 49ers general manager John Lynch as the team gets set to take on the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday here on The Leader. And, John, obviously a lot of your assistant coaches have received a ton of praise this year for the job that they've done. Brian Griese, D'Amico Ryans with the job that he's done on the defensive side of the ball. You guys have had a clear roster-building strategy since you came to San Francisco with Kyle, and that is to build along the lines. And this defensive line this year continuing to churn out guys who've made big impacts. I look at you know, last weekend's game against the Commanders, and you see T.Y. McGill flashing yet again. What is it about what Chris Kocurek brings as a coach? How is he able to get the most out of the guys that you bring in the building?
Yeah, there's a great confidence that when we add a guy, you know, and I think it even starts before then. A lot of these guys, we can sell to them, like, hey, if you're on a one-year deal, trust us with that 1 year, because we believe in our system. First of all, look at the talent. You're going to be playing with Bosa. You're going to be playing with Armstead, with guys like Samson Ebukam and Charles Amenihu. But you know, when you add a Hassan Ridgeway, who really helped us this year, unfortunately he got hurt. When you add a T.Y. McGill, a Kerry Hyder comes back in, you know, after a stint in Seattle. Those guys really want to be here because they see the way we play, the way we cut our guys loose. And then Chris is just, he's going to demand a lot out of those guys, but they have the ultimate of respect. When I was playing in Tampa, I think something that was real influential in my career, you know, we had Hall of Fame players on the D-line and Warren Sapp and Simeon Rice, and we just had a really deep group. But we had a D-line coach in Rod Marinelli, who I thought was the best in football. And, probably quarterback in that position, each position is important. But if you have an excellent D-line coach, I really think it kind of sets the tone for your team. And I think in today's football, with all the rules set up for offensive success, what's the great equalizer? It's a pass rush. And, you have to earn the right to rush the passer. And so, you know, you got to stop the run. We're doing a really good job of that. And then our guys love getting after it. And Chris just is, I would say it's more than just Chris Kocurek. It's Darrell Tapp, who's an excellent coach as well, a guy who played for a long time at a high level. And so those guys work tremendously together. Their players get better throughout the season. And you're right, a guy like T.Y. McGill has been just enormous for us, his impact. And, but all these guys, they really believe in Chris, and he's earned that trust. I think he's the best in football at his job. And we're very fortunate to have Chris Kocurek around here.
Yeah, well said. So as we look ahead to the final few weeks of the regular season into the playoffs, Deebo Samuel returns to the practice field today. Elijah Mitchell appears to be on the mend. What's the latest with those two players, John?
Deebo's, practiced today on a limited basis. Really excited with his rehab. He's attacked it well. That looked so scary, in that game when he got bent the way he did. I think Deebo's built a little different. And so I was hopeful that it wouldn't be catastrophic because it sure didn't look good. But, players that are as talented as Deebo, built like Deebo, tend to I think you have a little better luck with injuries, and we were fortunate that it was nothing really major. And then they also heal faster. And so Deebo's, has attacked his rehab in a really good way. Like I said, with the first day today that he actually jumped in practice a little bit. And we'll see where that goes for this weekend. Deebo obviously is critical to what we do. I think it's been nice that we've been able to win games with him out, and it's been really cool to see guys like Ray McLeod, who's been tremendous on special teams all year, get to show his worth as a receiver. Jawan Jennings has been excellent for us all year. Brandon Ayuk continues to have a really nice season, and there's guys like Willie Snead, who came up off the practice squad last week and played a critical role. And so that group has really played well for us, and it's here. If you're going to play for the Niners as a receiver, you're going to catch the ball, but you're also going to be asked to do a lot of the dirty work and the blocking. But our guys take pride in it, and that group's really trending in a great direction.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
The Rolling Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
John, championship defense has a certain feel to it. I played on a championship defense here in San Francisco. We got close to it. You played on great championship defenses with individual great players at all three levels in Tampa. This defense is historic with what they're doing right now. When you're around them, do you get that feel that this defense has that championship swag to it?
I do, Dante, and I'm sure you could say the same thing for your group, because, you know, I saw it when I was broadcasting at that time, the way you guys played. You know, I knew the work that went into that, and the amount of pride, and the, you know, it's being able to come out of a game when everyone's talking about you in a real positive light, but not to not celebrate all the good things you're doing, but say where can we be better, and really focus on those things, and in the midst of all that success, have a higher standard. And I think one of the calling cards of this defense is just they love it, and they run to the ball. You know, when you mix talent with that swarm that we're playing with, people start having a head on a swivel, and they, you know, I think, you know, like the way you played, Dante, I think, you know, I remember Ronnie Lott saying to me early in my career when I switched over to safety, you know, saying you want to win half the game before the game's even started because of what you put on tape. And I can see that with this group. That's only comes if you earn it. These guys fly to the ball. We're extremely talented. They work well as a team, and they're willing to be critical on each other, on themselves. And as a result, they continue to get better, and you're able to endure some injuries, and then you bring people back, but it functions really well. D'Amico's done a tremendous job, as of all those coaches, but I really credit the guys, the leadership of a guy like Fred Warner. There is a high standard for those guys, and it does have a championship feel, but you got to keep doing it. And I think that's the hard thing about, you know, when you start talking about historical defenses, we went through it in Tampa. It's like every time you do something the next year, well, all right, did you win a Super Bowl? And so you got to just keep checking boxes. And I think that's how you leave a legacy. And these guys are really intent upon doing that. And I'm really impressed each week with how they go about their jobs to put the product that we all see on TV out there. It takes a lot of hard work.
8 consecutive wins for the 49ers, but a long way to go. Best of luck the rest of the way, John. Thank you so much.
John, thank Arthur Joseph says hi.
Oh, Arthur.
Yeah, I'm working with Arthur Joseph now. He tells me to tell you hi.
He helped me a lot with my throughout my broadcast career, and helped me with my Hall of Fame speech as well. He's a talented guy. Tell him I said hello, please.
I will.
Oh, there you go. Thank you so much to John Lynch, 49ers general manager, for joining us there.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.